In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beginning in 1963, the television game show Let's Make a Deal became one of the most popular shows of its time. Contestants dressed in lively costumes, and the host asked them to choose between a prize they could see and one that was hidden behind a curtain, behind a door, or under a box. At times, contestants would make great deals, trading the prize they could see for something far better. At other times, they would do far worse, trading a great prize for something far worse. A prize called a zonk. Very good. Let's make a deal. Let's make a deal is what Judas proposed to the chief priests in our reading today from Luke chapter 22. This reading is a sad and somber account of Judas Iscariot making a deal. A significant deal. A deal to betray Jesus. But Judas's significant deal was far more significant than he could ever imagine. Judas' significant deal was far more significant than he could ever imagine. Our reading takes place on Wednesday of Holy Week. And by now, the chief priests and scribes wanted in the worst way to arrest Jesus and kill him. Jesus was a threat to the power and prestige of these religious leaders. He was a threat to their control of the people. He had made them look bad publicly on several occasions. They tried to trap him in discussion on more than one occasion, but Jesus outdid them again and again by asking them questions they could not and would not answer. In the mind of the chief priests and scribes, Jesus was dangerous. In their mind, he was dangerous in that he did not seem to be concerned about what they considered to be work on the Sabbath day. He even associated himself and ate with the wrong people, tax collectors and all other public sinners. He was definitely not looking and acting the way the Messiah should look and act according to their expectations. In their mind, Jesus had become far too popular with the people. They witnessed what happened on Palm Sunday when Jesus entered Jerusalem, accompanied by crowds yelling, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." So great was the outpouring of support for Jesus that the Pharisees, watching it, concluded this in John 12. "Look, the world has gone after him." And it was the popularity of Jesus with the crowds that caused the chief priests and scribes to hold off on arresting and killing him. They feared a violent backlash from the crowds if they tried to take Jesus away while he was out in the public. They needed help with their evil scheme. A way to get Jesus quietly and discreetly. So, the reading says that they were glad when Judas came to them. They rejoice with that. and gave them exactly what they wanted and needed. Satan entered Judas, and Judas conferred with the chief priests and the temple guard on how he might betray Jesus to them. It would actually take place in about 24 hours from now, from that Wednesday. On the very next evening, Maundy Thursday, Judas would leave the upper room and go to the chief priests. He would lead the temple guard to Jesus as Jesus and the disciples were in the Garden of Gethsemane on the Mount of Olives, away from the crowds of people. And in the ultimate act of betrayal, Judas would walk up to Jesus and identify him to the temple guard with a kiss. The fact is, this was not the first time that Judas betrayed Jesus, or the other disciples for that matter. In John chapter 12, when Jesus is eating at the house of Mary and Martha and Lazarus, Mary anoints the feet of Jesus with expensive ointment. And what was Judas' reaction to that? Judas objects that this was a waste of this expensive ointment. He argued that the oil could have been sold and the money given to the poor. But John tells us that Judas was not concerned about the poor. He was the treasurer for the disciples and used to steal from the treasury. He wanted more money in the treasury so that he could have more money at his disposal. He had already made a significant deal with his own conscience to justify his continued betrayal of Jesus and the other disciples. While Judas's name has become synonymous with betrayal, Judas is far from the only one who has betrayed Jesus. In fact, we all can identify with Judas. We just have a different price. It isn't 30 pieces of silver, but it might be a momentary pleasure we feel when we see that image on the computer screen. It might be the self-importance we feel when we are the center of attention as we gossip about a friend. It might be the lack of sorrow and empathy and maybe even secret feelings of joy that we feel as someone else falters and we feel superior. Daily we betray Jesus. Not with a kiss, but with our thoughts, our words and deeds that are self-centered and self-serving. And this from people who believe in and confess Jesus. We have each made significant deals with our conscience just to let a little slide. Judas had his price. And so do all of us. Although he did not know it, the betrayal by Judas and the events that would follow would be used by God to bring about what Judas could never imagine. It would not be 30 pieces of silver, but rather the holy, precious blood and the innocent suffering and death of Jesus Christ that would be the payment for all sin, for all people, for all time. Christ would not betray you. He would not betray the will of his Father. He would voluntarily shed his blood and offer his life as payment in full for your sin. And just as he predicted on more than one occasion, he would rise again on the third day. No, Jesus will never, ever betray you. He promises to be with you always, even to the end of age. He, even today, he is interceding for you, he's speaking on your behalf in the presence of the Father. He promises never, never to leave you or forsake you. And just as he promised, he will return on the last day and raise you and all believers and grant you and all believers never-ending life in his presence. The significant deal that Judas made with the religious leaders of the day set into motion the events that God would use to change everything between God and men. Satan, Judas, and the religious leaders would use this deal with an evil intent. God would use it in accordance with his love and his compassion for you and all people. It was all in accord with his plan, all in accord with his timetable, all in accord with his will. It all gets set into motion with this significant deal. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.